and it would effectively kick the whole subject into the long grass, which would really upset the Liberals, who are demanding change, but would probably quite please the Conservatives, who don't want change at all.
Ruth, thank you. Ruth Bledhill, editor of Christian Today. The Right Reverend Dr. Peter Selby, retired Bishop of Worcester, who's one of the bishops who signed that letter, will join Steve Nolan at 10, along with Ed Shaw from the Christian charity Living Out, which helps Christians who experience same-sex attraction stay faithful to biblical teaching.
That's a little bit later. Some interesting stats out this week, including January's unemployment figures. Now, it is tomorrow, World Radio Day. It's a UNESCO initiative celebrating radio, why we love it and why we need it more than ever. One event is celebrating the 95th anniversary of the very first programme on the UK's first regular radio broadcasting service.
This is 2M Talk, ritual testing. Tonight, we have a most marvellous thing that's going to happen. We are going to receive Rome. That famous Italian tenor, Gridlico, is going to sing Non puto furore pantissimo. Now we're going to receive it. There may be some atmospherics. There may be some jamming. Pa, 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 pa. There may be some oscillation. Whew! But hang on, CQ. We're just going to receive it now.
That was Tony Blackburn. That was actually Radio 2MT broadcasting 95 years ago from a hut in Chelmsford. Thank you for laughing, Peter.
Well, it was good.
Slow, but
I mean, I was thinking it was slightly bizarre as well, really. But
We can go now live to that very hut and to radio enthusiast Jim Salmon. Hello, Jim.
Hello there, and that was not Tony Blackburn.
No, wasn't it?
Yeah. dead ringer.
Who was it, Jim?
Who was it, Jim?
Yeah. It was Peter Eckersley, the madcap or the irreverent and exuberant and gifted person who effectively set up 2MT.
Right, okay. So 2MT, I don't know anything about it. Tell me more.
Well, Peter Eckersley was actually your very first chief engineer of the BBC in 1922. But before that, he was actually operating from this this lovely hut that I'm standing in now, where we've had Peter's voice resounding through this hut all day today, because we're celebrating the 95th anniversary of 2MT, the first regular broadcast station, which was in this hut, which was at that time on the outskirts of Chelmsford, in a field in Riffle, on the outskirts of Chelmsford. And we just thought it would be nice to celebrate and relive those days.
It's a brilliant idea. So the hut is the real thing, but the location is different.
Yeah, the hut is now sited in our local industrial museum, still in Chelmsford. And, of course, in Chelmsford, we've got a fantastic Marconi history. And the hut was originally owned by Marconi, and this is from where the original 2MT broadcast started. Only half an hour every Tuesday night for less than a year, but they created a massive influence on the broadcasting that followed and the BBC.
I love the item which says you played music on a 78, that's quite, and you held a microphone over the player and simply picked up the sound as it went out. Is that right?
we haven't done that, Peter, not yet, but we hope to do that on Tuesday evening. The actual 95th is exactly at 7 o'clock on this coming Tuesday. We have got an actual Cliftophone gramophone record player. In fact, I'm looking at it in front of me. We're just trying to find a few 78s. One, if you could help us.
How dare you? Thank you very much, Jim.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you, Jim.
And we should say, of course, that was Captain Peter Eckersley. I should give him his due place in radio history. And, of course, he did come on to work for the BBC as the chief engineer.
That's it from us for this evening. Join us again same time next week. It's Worthy Productions who are responsible for this programme, so blame them, not us. And it's Steve Nolan next. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Peter. Hello, Jim. Big night for LA Land. La La Land at the back.